呢轮转天气风湿骨痛好辛苦啊！
奶奶，我啱啱买咗一个最新科技嘅太空小灵晶，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症噶，咁就唔怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小灵晶可以喺六创意健康店买到。电话2882-4848，网址是www.healthshop.com.hk。
Hello, welcome to Greenwoods. Daniel, thanks for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's your second visit here, right?
Yes.
Yes. You just arrived at Hong Kong.
I just arrived in Hong Kong, yes. I had a wonderful day yesterday at the Cixishan Monastery.
Wonderful. Well, we are very happy to have you with us today. And we are treating you with a piece of cake. Life is a piece of cake.
this is a life cake.
this is not a very common kind of cake for two reasons. Number one, this is totally raw.Well, this restaurant is the first raw restaurant in Hong Kong, and we serve nothing but raw food. So there's no egg, no milk, no wheat, no baking, no sugar, and I hope you like it. This is a pumpkin cake, and this is the pumpkin season in Hong Kong. And also, we just celebrated something, and that is I'll be turning 70 this coming Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So my team made this cake for the occasion, and I hope that you like this energy.
Yes, wonderful.
Okay, ciao. Daniel, since you are here, I would like to ask you a few questions. The first question I have in mind is, why are you doing what you are doing?
I always love what I was doing in my life. Doesn't matter if I was teaching or I was doing meditation. And I really believe what I'm doing, first it makes a big difference for me in my life.It's a big difference what I'm doing, and it really transforms me each day. And second, I see a big difference for people around me. And I think that's important in a world where we have so many things happening. I'm really happy to see these transformations. You know?
So how will you describe what you are doing exactly?
Actually, what I'm doing is very simple, because I'm teaching people in a very, very short definition to stay in the heart, to create from the heart. And it's something really simple. People believe it's complicated. It's not so complicated. I believe this is our natural state. We should always stay in the heart. We should create from the heart.And I'm teaching a system of meditation that is ancient, but in the same time it's new, because we lost it from long, long time ago. And now we reconnect, because we have to remember we are in the pure feminine energy now. In 2018, we are in a really important year in our evolution, feminine energy. We are we call window of transformation, transition from male energy to feminine energy. So this heart meditation, I really believe, are especially today, are more important than never.
Well, you know what? You call this synchronicity.Well, what happened was I just completed my first healing training class on the mainland. I've been teaching hands-on healing for 25 years, and it's my first time going across the border. And you know what? On the first day, the master of ceremony, which represents the organizing company, told the students, you know what you are here for? Well, I would like to tell you that the distance between your head and the heart is very short. So I was quite shocked. And then a pause. And then she said, but for just about every one of us, it is almost eternity. So what we are offering now actually is shortening this journey. Well, it is to be your field.
What happens in so many thousands of years of using just almost our brain exclusively, humanity really got used with the brain energy and all this creation we are doing. It's so polarized. So I can say you are right. It's a really short distance from the brain to the heart, but sometimes takes thousands of years to achieve it.
I remember last summer I was in your class and we did quite a few things. I was so impressed. Would you like to describe briefly what exactly are you working on the class? If I come to your class, what do you do to me, to us, or help us to achieve?
For some people, it's really easy to go into the heart. It's almost natural. They come with a karmic experience that allows them to go into the heart very easy and in a natural way. But for the most majority of people, there is need of a group of exercises and experiences that prepare you for the final descent from the brain to your heart, which in fact is it's funny, but it's the first step in ascension. So when you descend down, in fact you go up, you know. that's very funny. So there is a set of preparatory exercises that we do, and then we do, literally we do the meditation of going into the heart, right? So this is one thing that I'm doing. The second thing, I'm doing just heart meditation. So basically, there are like 15, 20 heart meditations, and always, until now, it was impossible during this meditation not to have at least one time you be able to go into the heart. So this is the second workshops I'm teaching, and also I am teaching an ancient system. It's called heart imagery. Imagery is something that is, I would say, the base of our spirituality. And working with images, it's one of the things that is coming from mystic school of the heart, right? And it's related with number 555. So I'm teaching also heart imagery. And finally, we started to work with children. Recently, I was in Mexico and I met Noé Esperón, the master. From 40 years, Noé Esperón is teaching workshops to children. They cover their eyes with the mask and they can read books, and it's very interesting. So,
Well, actually, I need your signature. You know what this is? Exactly 1 year ago, my daughter gave me a birthday present, and this is the book. And I read through the book. I was so well impressed. Oh, sometimes shocked. Well, your stories, extraordinary. And your experience, and the way you look at things. Now, I'm talking about looking at things. Now, let's be realistic. Now we have Donald Trump. Now we have in China, President Xi, and in North Korea, that Mr. Kim. Now, how can we survive them? You know, and then America is pulling out of the Paris Accord. And now, just yesterday, they say, well, they might reconsider joining it. And wherever you look, it is disaster. There is every index points to collective extermination. Mm-hmm. You talk about losing our forests. You talk about the rising temperature. You know, the melting ice and the poison everywhere. Whatever you say, we have no hope. But I kept on insisting one thing, and that is pessimism is a luxury we cannot afford. Well, given that conviction, I keep asking people, where does hope come from? Well, so I put the question over to you. Where is hope?
Well, always in the history of humanity, when you move from one system of energy to another system of energy, and we are right in the middle of this typhoon, I would say, these things happen. It's nothing new. We had empires that fall in thousands of years ago. We had continents that disappeared thousands of years ago. So it's nothing new. Now we are really in this transformation from masculine energy to feminine energy. And what happens usually in this situation, the masculine energy is trying to stay more, to catch, to grab as much as possible the power, the attention. It's something that we have to face it. I don't see it as something bad, actually. It's like lotus flower, remember? Down is the mud, and how beautiful the lotus flower is. It's shining to the light and to the sun. So I see it as a transformation, a process of transformation that we are going, I would say, pretty soon to go over it. And we are going to go to that, in all the holy books, is called Age of Light and Love, our planet. So I'm sure we'll get there. I'm part of the very optimistic group.
Yeah, part of the revolution. I'm quite amazed by your background. You know, you are a Tai Chi master, and that's Chinese, and you are a judo master, and that's Japanese, and both China and Japan belong to the East. Well, some 50 years ago, the Beatles went to the Tibet to look for enlightenment, and since then, it seems that the Western societies are looking for salvation or transformation by turning East. And, well, they have all the science, they have all the know-how, but their hearts are empty, their hearts are depressed, and it's a confusion and hopelessness everywhere. So some of them believe that salvation comes from the East. And it seems to me that you did exactly that. You are from the West, and you came to China, you came to Japan to master those, philosophies and know-hows. So how do you see this coming together of the East and the West?
Behind all this East and West, there is actually a really strong network of light workers. I saw it in all countries all over the world. small island of Cyprus in Greece, in Romania, all over Europe, in Canada, in America, in China, in Japan, here in Hong Kong. So there is, in Australia, there is a group of masters that they are working together to keep the world in harmony. But indeed, I would say that Eastern civilization was able to preserve more the connection with Mother Earth, because this is something that, unfortunately, Western civilization lost a lot. So Eastern civilization, they work more with Mother Earth. And also, like in India, for example, they work with the energy in the body in a very natural way. Chakras, all people know about it. If you go sometimes in Western parts, some big cities, they don't understand, or they don't even try to search the concept of energy and chakras. So from this perspective, yes, Eastern civilization, I would say, it is much more developed than Western. So there is a lot of things to learn from Eastern side. I agree. Yeah.
What is your view on the role of the mainstream religions, Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism? From your teaching, there's not much mention about those traditions.
Because I mentioned the masters of the tradition, not the religious system were not formed by the masters. They were formed by the people that were around them. And in any tradition you look, doesn't matter if it's Jesus or Rumi or any other master, Buddha, they completely banned their students to do a religious system. They said, do not worship me, but try to practice what I'm teaching you. Now, unfortunately, they did exactly the opposite.
That is a strong accusation.
There is a small part of the religious system that they really practice. If you go in Mount Athos, for example, the monks, they really practice a system that is called the prayer of Jesus, prayer of the heart, and so on. But I would say maybe 90, maybe more than 90, 95% of the religious system, it's not exactly what the great avatars and masters were teaching, unfortunately. I can say that. And we can see that Christianity, look, they, in thousands of years, hundreds of years, how many people were sacrificed in the name of Jesus, which I am sure Jesus never intended. So the religious system, it's a completely different than what this really powerful son of gods and daughter of gods, they were teaching us. So we have to take example and practice what they were saying, not to follow the religious system. That is my perspective. And I'm coming from a family that is my grandfather and all a lineage of priests. And I can tell you, I really believe the religious system is in your heart, not in a specific place or, you know.
Well, how do you like Hong Kong now? Now, gradually, more and more people follow you here, your students, your partners. Well, how different are they from your followers in other parts of the world?
Specifically, Hong Kong is very powerful, like energy. I was just talking today with a very good friend, and
I'm quite surprised to hear that, because everywhere it seems that there's despair, there's struggle, people are unhappy, and we get people committing suicide every day, every single day. You know, it could be topping the world in this respect, and I think just about everyone here sees no way out. And now you are talking about light here.
I have really good news for Hong Kong. And I will tell you what. long time ago, I thought the energy mainland is coming from eastern side, which would be Japan. But after some meditation and after I spoke with some of the great masters all over the world, in fact, the energy is coming from the south. Hong Kong is acting as a door, as a portal, as a gate of energy. So the energy passed through Taiwan, Hong Kong, and it is going to north, right? So Hong Kong, it's by its location and by this door of energy, really, really important. So I'm sure people here, they really struggle because the energy is so strong. I don't believe it's easy for them. So they try to find, they try to escape, I would say, doing some other things. But once they open the heart, it's so easy. It's natural for people here. So when I was teaching workshops here last year, I was surprised to see how fast the people open their hearts, because it was like natural, you know. So I really believe Hong Kong and this area will become stronger and stronger from an energetic point of view. So I'm always coming here happy to teach and to meet
even more
master like you and good people. I'm really happy to be here, you know.
Great. On one point, I cannot agree with you more. For the past 40 years, I kept on insisting that Hong Kong has been and is always the window in the south for China.
Oh, it is,
we transfer, we imported all kinds of new ideas, Western thinking and practices. Well, Hong Kong has for a long time, hundreds of years, been the base for revolution. You know, exactly one century ago, when the Qing dynasty was the revolution, you know, was transformed. Well, it started in Hong Kong. And that's why Beijing is so afraid of Hong Kong in many respects. And personally, as a translator and teacher in translation, it has been my conviction that we should be changing China by telling them what's happening in the West now, in the front line of action. And I think we are now doing a lot of subversive philosophical, you know, importing, transferring. 10 years ago, if you asked me, I didn't know what I was doing. And now, for the past 3 years, you know what? I've been going into China and tell them there's a better way of eating, and that is living food, go raw. And I was shocked by their reception. They were so responsive. And I think, well, this is a big aspiration. By changing the diet of our countrymen, China will change. We are all we eat, you know. If you eat right, you think right. The food, in so many ways, determines your thinking. If your thoughts are changed, if your beliefs are changed, everything changes. Behavior, relationships and whatnot. And I think this is a revolution in the making now. They know that they should be eating much better. And as I mentioned just now, a long time dream came true last week when I started my first healing session in China, class in China. And the response was so terrific. And I think it's time that people like you and me that should be changing the destiny of this nation.
Well, tomorrow I'm flying to Beijing, so I'm going to teach in Beijing tomorrow. So.
Yes. And, you know, 30 years ago, as a green activist, I realized one important point, and that is, if China goes dirty, Hong Kong is no hope. Mm-hmm. If you want to clean up Hong Kong, we have to clean up China first.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what we didn't foresee was China suddenly become so rich and powerful and influential, you see. And so China is becoming one of the most important actors in the world. And it's all the more reason for us to make sure that China is clean and reasonable.
Yeah, I was teaching there in Shanghai and Shenzhen, and I'm going to Beijing, and I have really good news. There is a big change. Chinese people, they really started to understand things. I explain that it's coming from inside, not from outside, because they were really thinking it's a change from outside. And I said, nobody can change. You have to change. And they started to really understand things that... I would say it's going to make a big difference for China and Hong Kong. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Now you are going to Shanghai and then to Beijing. Now, speaking from experience, there's a big difference between the two cities.
Yes.
In Shanghai, they welcome new ideas from everywhere. But when you enter Beijing, they think that they know already everything. Who are you to tell me new things? You know, we don't need to learn from you. But I suppose now they are changing. They know they have to change.
They are changing. And I would say in maybe in the end of this discussion, how important is for both China and Hong Kong to live in harmony, in love? It's just one single heart. If we understand that, all things are changing. And I see in the future a world really with no borders and people living in harmony without thinking that that something bad is going to happen, you know. So I see a lot of hope and a lot of changes, and I'm sure things are going to be really, really good in the future. I can see that.
Well, to make sure that this is happening, what can a man in the street do here?
First, really, Hong Kong is a big speed here. People are running all the day. They don't stop. I would say maybe from time to time they have to stop. You just have to stop and breathe and connect with your heart. Because it's wherever I'm seeing here in Hong Kong, people are running, and also in China, by the way.
We never walk, we just run.
People are running, and they are all on the phones, and they are speaking at the microphones, at the earplugs there in the subway, outside of the subway, in parks. They don't even look at the... How beautiful is Hong Kong? Look at these mountains. Look at these green trees. Look at these eagles. Today I stayed like half an hour. I got out of the hotel and I was looking. There are like six big eagles. They were around there on a shut-in area, and I was just watching them. Like I was just and somebody from the hotel asked me, "Sir, do you need something?" I said, "Oh no, I'm good. I was just..." So they were shocked to see somebody looking at the sky at the eagles. So I think this is the first thing people have to do here. Just stop. Stop and just reconnect with yourself, with your heart. And after that, I think things are going to come in a natural way, in a good way.
So it's, above all, the journey into the heart.
Yeah, so we are going to have some really good workshops here. After China, I'm coming back here. I'll be here on the 22nd again, and we'll have some workshops. The famous Awakening, the Illuminated Heart Workshop, and the famous Heart Energy workshops. So we are going to have it here, and also Kriya Yoga from Mahavatar Babaji. So I'm sure we are going to have a really good response, because I was very happy to see Hong Kong people, how beautiful they open their heart and they respond to the new energy of Mother Earth. I think it's natural for them.
Wow. I just heard that the registration situation is very optimistic, and you are becoming all the more popular now. And I would like to end with one thank you, and that is thank you for the honor for seeing you again during your workshop, because I'll be interpreting for the Daniel for the first 2 days. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And, well, come more often.
Simon, it was my pleasure. And from the whole world, I have thousands of friends all over the world. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my daughter today. Today is her birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
My beloved daughter in Canada, it's her birthday. So happy birthday to you and my daughter, and to all. Happy birthday to the whole humanity. We love you all.
Thank you. Cheers. We'll be back soon.